This is December 3rd from Love.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I behold you through the eyes of love, you radiant beings, you gods and goddesses. I don't know how long I've been saying that now, but I do know that a year has passed by since I handed out those CDs, which you may have one since you don't have one, which is from Conversations with God. So it's 1 year that they have been. I've been listening to it. I keep it in my car. I listen to it every day. And of course, one of the main things there is, know that ye are gods, which is a direct quote from the Bible. And that's what we're trying to understand, that we are some part of this universe, that we are some part of this thing that we call God. We make that great big statement always. All is God and there's nothing but God. And then we think, what are we, chopped liver? You see, we have to be some part of this creative thing. We have to be some part of this universe. And once you get that in your thinking, you'll be able to manifest much more easily and quickly, because you'll realize that you are a creative individual using your thinking, using your thoughts to bring into your life what you want. So, with that said, Andy, I will say to you, I am a thinking, vibrating attractor of my experience, and the thoughts I think determine everything about the life I live.
I am the thinking, vibrating attractor of my experience, and the thoughts I think determine everything about the life I live.
I am the thinking, vibrating attractor of my experience, and the thoughts I think determine everything about the life I live.
I am the thinking, vibrating attractor of my experience, and the thoughts I think determine everything about the life I live. Mm.
Thank you.
I am the thinking, vibrating attractor of my experience, and the thoughts I think determine everything about the life I live.
I am the thinking, vibrating attractor of my experience, and the thoughts I think determine everything about the life I live.
Thank you. I am the thinking, vibrating attractor of my experience, and the thoughts I think determine everything about the life I live.
I am the thinking, vibrating attractor of my experience, and the thoughts I think determine everything about the life I live.
I am the thinking, vibrating... I need help.
Okay. Help her.
Oh, sure.
I can't.
Yeah, so I am the thinking, vibrating attractor of my experience.
Of my experience.
And the thoughts I think.
And the thoughts I think.
Determine everything about the life I live.
Determine everything about the life I live.
I am the thinking, vibrating attractor of my experience, and the thoughts I think determine everything about the life I live.
I am the thinking, vibrating attractor of my experience, and the thoughts I think determine everything about the life I live.
Yeah. And I am a thinking, vibrating attractor of my experience, and the thoughts I think determine everything about the life I live. There is no way that we are ever going to escape that idea. And that's what this whole teaching is about. And I've said this a thousand times, and I'll keep saying it till we're able to grasp the idea, because the world is so convincing, and because no one else is saying this to you all the time. What you think about, you bring about. And you're always going to be the cause onto your own experience. Always the cause onto your own experience. You are the one that's causing everything that comes into your life, whether it is good or bad or indifferent. Once it gets in there and you see it in front of you, you can change your mind if you don't like it. That's the most wonderful thing about this. So this season, this Advent season, is a wonderful time to manifest things. Sometimes it's very difficult for people during the Christmas holidays because we hear of all the dysfunction. We hear of all the bad things that go on. Ignore those things. And this year, say to yourself, I am going to become a manifester of my own thinking, of my own thoughts. And the reason why this time of year is so good to do that is because we do originate from this thing called God or this thing called love. We come from love. So love is surrounding us. Here's a chair. Just bring a chair over. Is surrounding us all the time. And during this season, the vibrations that are in the world have intensified. And from today on, you will see them getting more so. So look for the love in everything for the holiday seasons. And try to remember this. There's a wonderful old song, remember? Angels bending near the earth. Angels are actually bending near the earth at this time of year. Now, excuse me, when I say angels, you can see that any way you want. You can see that as energy pouring down. You can see it as an angel. It doesn't matter. But you have to realize that this time of year, the energy is ripe for manifesting. Because this is a time of year of giving and receiving. Giving and receiving. And that's what this universe does all the time. It gives, it gives, it gives. And we fail to receive. Why do we fail to receive all the wonderful gifts that are in store for us? Because we block it with our thinking. And why do we block it with our thinking? Because we think that we're not worthy, we're not deserving, we're not totally lovable, and that we don't matter. So with that, let's do the matter dance.
Yes, yes.
Very easy. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yes. This is so, so important to, at this time of year, to remember that you do matter and that you can manifest something and that this energy is coming into this plane of action at this very moment. And it happens every year. And when you get sensitive enough, and I've told you this before, and maybe some of you can experience this, regardless of what day it is in the week, you should always know when you wake up when Sunday is. Sunday always has a different vibration to it than the rest of the week. And it lasts till about 5 o'clock Sunday evening. And then people start to change their minds because they have to go back to work. And the energy switches. That's why on Sunday afternoon you feel so relaxed and you feel so good and all. The energy has changed. But we're changing that energy. That energy changes. We cause that change in energy with our thinking. So during this Advent season, during this Christmas season, during this holiday season, what's the politically correct thing to say now? Holidays.
Greetings.
Just holiday season. During this holiday season, and I use the word Advent, I use the word Christmas at all, does not mean that I'm a Christian, by the way, you say. I happen not to be a Christian. I believe in most of the things that Christianity teaches, but then I believe in most of the things that all the other religions teach also. So I'm never pushing a religion here. What I am pushing here is the idea that you are the cause under your own experience, that this world that we live in vibrates to your thinking. And when you can vibrate at the level of the thing that you want, you will receive the thing that you want. But you have to learn to vibrate at that. What does that mean? You have to start to think about it. You have to start to get a feeling about it. You have to have something going out from you so that it goes out and comes back to you. It's a responsive universe we live in. You have to know that it's a responsive universe that we live in, and you have to know that you're connected to this creative power. You have to know that you're created by this thing called God, and that you are part of this thing called God. You are in God just like a wave is in the ocean. We all make up the ocean. We all make up God. So think of those things during this wonderful season and see if it will not work for you. It always works. God can never say no. The universe can never say no to what you are thinking. It wants you to think that. So, you've come from love and you live in a responsive universe. Now, how are you going to feel God and so forth? How are you going to do that? In the Bible, it says God is as close as your nostrils. God is as close as your nostrils, meaning in the air that you breathe. We have a word called prana, which prana is breathing in this energy. We have that wonderful sign up there, every breath is healing. Every breath is healing because every breath contains God. The more you breathe, if you're upset, if you're not getting what you want, sit down and just keep breathing. Breathe in God and breathe out all the negativity. God is in the air all around you. You have to know that. You have to be able to see that and sense that and feel that. Now here again, people say, well, how am I going to do that? You're going to do that by using your imagination. You're going to do that. That's the only way you're going to accomplish it. Now, you can think yourself into this. You can use your intellect and so forth. But most people who use their intellect never touch the feeling part. You see, and the head and the heart must learn to relate to each other. That is how a manifestation is done. It's done with feeling and it's done with thought. So, if you know that you're connected to this universe, if you know the universe always says yes to you, that the universe is responsive to everything that you're thinking, responsive to everything that you're thinking, it takes in every thought that you're thinking and does something with it. So, what are you thinking about yourself? That is why I teach myself and try to teach each and every one of you that you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. As soon as we fail to see that, we're off center. We don't have equilibrium anymore. We've lost our equilibrium. We have to get back into balance with things. And as soon as you start to appreciate yourself, cherish yourself, and love yourself, you're moving back to center, because this thing called God is all love. And we come from this center of love. And we keep failing to see that. And this is what we must do. And start seeing the world the way you want it to be, not the way it is. Not the way it is. That's judging by appearances. Why do you think the world keeps doing the same thing? I'll give you a quick thing. I'm not political either. But I happened to turn on that television set, and there was the President of the United States giving a speech about extending the war or escalating the war, whatever he wants to do, in Afghanistan. He was very eloquent with the whole thing. It was a wonderful speech. But the only thing that went through my mind the whole time was, that could have been Julius Caesar in front of the Senate telling the Romans that they had to fight the Gauls with the exact same reasoning. With the exact same reasoning. The same thought always produces the same result. And as Albert Einstein said, the solution cannot come from the mind that had the problem. You have to learn to think differently. We have to learn to think past these things. The way we learn to think past something is to visualize it. Imagine it differently. How do you want your life to be? How do you want your life to be? You see, this thing called God, this thing called the universe, doesn't know what your reality is that you're seeing or what reality is that you're thinking. So why don't you think the reality that you want? Why don't you think the reality that you want? Money is the main thing. Remember, this curse is called prosperity and abundance, including money. And everyone wants money. But what do most people concentrate on when they concentrate on money? They concentrate on the lack of money. And they concentrate on lack and limitation. If you concentrate on lack and limitation and put your focus on lack and limitation, your feelings on lack and limitation, the universe does not know that it's lack and limitation. It says, oh, that's what they want. Let's give them more of that. And you get more of that. So I know that this is a very little tricky thing to focus your mind to where you want to be and what you want in life, not what you don't want. But we're always focusing on what we don't want. I don't want this, I don't want that, I don't want. Learn to focus on what you want and stay focused on what you want till it appears in your life, regardless of what the outside world is saying. The world is absolutely convincing, and it's going to convince you that this is not right. You're saying that you have to join the status quo, and you have to think like everybody else. Please learn to think independently of other people. You see, if you actually knew that you were part of God, that you were a God in the making, that this mind is a creating generator, then wouldn't you think the thought that you wanted to think that would create what you wanted, instead of allowing somebody else to tell you how horrible the world is and you falling for that all the time? You say, don't do that to yourself. We did that wonderful thing about the egg and so forth, 21 days. Do 21 days all the time. Set that up for yourself. Especially during this season, when I say to you that angels are bending near the earth. That is an energy. That is a wonderful energy. Now you have extra help here. So use that extra help to get what you want in your life. But it's always going to start with you, and it's always going to start in your mind. It has to. You know, everything that came into existence through a thought. And thought originates everything. Everything must start there first. Nothing can come into your life unless you have a thought about it. So if you don't want to think about something, lack and limitation, you don't want it in your life, don't think about it. Don't think about it. Sit down and look at all the wonderful things that you have in your life. Appreciate all the wonderful things that you have in your life, and they will start to multiply for you. They will start to multiply for you. But we concentrate always on the wrong thing. And give up the idea that this world is mean and hateful and is doing all this stuff to you. You are doing it to yourself. The world's not doing anything. The world is absolutely neutral. You are making the world what you want it to be. You are making the world what you want it to be. Start with something simple. How do you want your day to be? Think of how you want your day to be. Filled with auditions. You see. Not, oh, I'm not getting any auditions. No one called me on the phone today. You're looking in the wrong direction when you do things like that. You have to say, huh, the phone is always ringing. I'm constantly busy. I'm constantly selling real estate. And your mind is, huh, but I'm not. You can't listen to your mind. It knows nothing. It lies to you. You have to say, huh, no, I'm always selling. I'm always selling. Money is always freely circulating in my life. But I always have a divine surplus. These are the thoughts that you have to think. And we can all do this. And this is a wonderful time of year to look out and see all this wonderful wonderland that's going on. Look at all the beautiful lights and all the stuff that's going on. Take a walk, a manifest thing. Look, every year, Christmas Eve, I take a little walk down Rodeo Drive to see what's out there, and to see the beauty in the whole thing, so that I know what's going on, and I see the abundance and the prosperity. You see? You have to fill your mind with that type of thing. You have to fill your mind with the beauty in the world, not the other stuff. There's plenty of the other stuff out there. If you want to concentrate on that, feel free to do so. But it is not going to get you what you want. Now, I'm also going to tell you tonight another little secret about manifesting things and about making your life the best life that you can have. You must learn to feel good all the time. You must learn to feel good all the time. Good about yourself, good about everything. That's a choice you make. Good feelings you manufacture inside of you. You do that. Remember the exercise about smiling. Learn to smile more. It's one of yours, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Learn to smile more all the time. It always lifts your spirits. It always makes you feel good. It's from this good feeling that the vibration will go out and bring something to you. Now let me see if I can explain this correctly. If you know that you're connected to this thing called God, and you know that God is good, so therefore God must feel good all the time. So God is vibrating over here, feeling very good. This is God vibrating. You're not feeling good. You're over here vibrating. Do these two match each other? Do you think you're going to manifest something? No, because they're not congruent with each other. So you have to start to feel good. Ah, now I'm vibrating. Now I'm vibrating from source. You're vibrating from source. You're vibrating from this source called love, this source called God that you came from. You see, people want something, but they feel miserable. They feel miserable about themselves. They hate the other people. They hate all this, but they want God to do something for them, give them something. God can't recognize that. God can't recognize that. That's a different type of vibration in which God is not recognized. So you have to feel good. You have to make yourself feel good so that this vibration matches the source vibration. And this is why so many people do not manifest, because they cannot vibrate from that source. And you must vibrate at the same level as that source, and you must learn to vibrate at the level of what you want. So pick something that you want. Say it's a car. Well, I don't know how a car vibrates. But I can certainly try to imagine it, can I? So you have to imagine that. And then get those vibrations working. So that that vibration goes out and finds that correct vibration and comes back to you. You've heard this all your life. And we've heard it. And I think older generations knew this, because we used to have an expression, birds of a feather flock together. That's the same way with vibrations, that's the same way with thoughts, that's the same way with people of like mind. You see, if you feel good all the time, if you appreciate everything about yourself and everything that's around you, all you'll be able to attract into your life are people of the same mind. You will never bring a bad person into your life. But if you're vibrating at this lower level, all these lower level vibrations are going to come over here, and you're going to be down here with these miserable people. That's just the way it works. It's just the way it works. And we cannot escape that. You cannot. You can come to this teaching from now till I'm no longer here. Someday I'm going to ascend. You won't see me. I'll just go up. But till then, I'm going to tell you that it's done with your thinking. It's done with your mind. There's no escape to that. The mind would like to tell you that there's a different way to do it. There's no other way to do it. So you have to bite the bullet and say, damn it, I have to watch how I'm thinking. We pass these little bands out, these rubber bands. Andy, you want to tell them that you love your rubber band and how, what all?
I love my rubber band. I oftentimes don't even have to snap it. I just seeing it there reminds me to think better thoughts. Nice.
We have to learn to think better thoughts. I'm snapping mine all the time. I don't know how many of these I've gone through. Because my mind wants to go all over. You have to train it. You have to train it to come back. And what are we training our minds to do? We're training our minds to think God thoughts after it. We're training our minds to think God thoughts after it. We're training our minds to think, oh, that person's absolutely, I don't care. The ugliest person I ever saw, that person's beautiful. That person just did this, that, and the other. I know that I see nothing but good in that person. God sees nothing but good in somebody, you see. God sees nothing but good in somebody. That whole idea is God loves the sinner. It's the sin that God doesn't like. But God always loves the sinner. God cannot help but love the sinner. Because the sinner happens to be God. We have to know that we are one with this thing. We are one with this thing called God. We all make mistakes. We all do little things that you can interpret them as sins. You can interpret them any way you want. But that whole idea, too, is go and sin no more. If you make a mistake, you know it's a mistake instantly. That's called instant karma. And you don't do it again. You see. But if you keep doing it and doing it and doing it, it's your fault. You're stupid. that's all you can say there. You see. So learn to think a thought that you want to think. But learn to think good thoughts about yourself all the time. You say, you don't have to think good thoughts about God. You cannot influence God by thinking good thoughts. You know, God is far, far above that. But you have to think good thoughts about yourself. Think good thoughts about yourself. Look at all the people, and we use Christians here, who go to church all the time, and they're the most miserable people. Get around them. They say the most mean and hateful things about people. My brother, you know, is a Presbyterian. I talked to him the other day on the phone, and he's with a prayer committee at church. I don't know what that does. And I said, oh, do you like it? He said, oh, no doubt. He said, these people are just awful. The more I'm around them, the more I hate them. I said, I would leave that group, Jack. I wouldn't be in that group anymore. But this is true. You see, you have to love yourself before you can love anybody else or before you can love God. It all has to start with you. And you have to get that feeling going, that good feeling. But we are taught, oh, I can't feel good unless I have this, 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 and this. You're not going to get this, 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 and this, and this until you start to feel good. Start to feel good first. And then the thing will come to you because a different vibration starts to go out. But if you're feeling bad about yourself and all that, you don't do it. You don't do it. I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, and ask a question here. You may answer this or not. A couple months ago, you were not hitting commercials. You were not hitting anything. Do you think that that had something to do with the way you were feeling about yourself?
Yes.
And now, when you changed your mind and started to feel good about yourself, what's happening?
I'm getting more opportunities.
Weren't there like five yesterday?
Commercial. You see, it's a vibration that goes out. And it starts with you, it starts inside of you, and it starts with a feeling, being a good feeling. I feel good about myself, I feel good about life. That sends a message out and it comes back. The phone will ring, the money will come. But it will not do that while you're not feeling good about yourself, when you're down yourself. And learn to correct yourself. I did something the other day, my mind said, oh, you idiot. I said, just stop that right away. Just stop that right away. How many people allow themselves that mind to insult them? You see, you cannot afford that. You cannot afford that. You have to stop that immediately. It's a lie. It's a lie. I'm not an idiot. You know. You have to stop these thoughts. So use, you can get a rubber band tonight. And if you need more, please, we can get more rubber band. So during this Advent season, know that you come from love, that you are made from love, that therefore you have to be love. And learn to vibrate at a different vibration inside of you. A good feeling vibration. When you walk by the mirror and so forth, smile. Say, oh, I feel good about myself. I'm delighted that the holidays are coming because this is the time I can open myself to receive. To receive. You see. And then keep that going. I had a client that gave a check for $20. And I gave that check. I didn't give the check. I gave $20 to another person who needed it for food. And I called and told the person what I did with the money. I said, now that's God in circulation. That money is circulating. That person's going to do something else with that. We have to know how to give, receive, so that it just keeps going and going and going. So this is a wonderful time of year to see that. Now, so many people at this time of year get all beside themselves because all they want to do is give. And they have never opened themselves to receive. And that's why they have these horrible little faces on sometimes. You see, learn to receive. Learn to receive. And give, too. And it'll all work for you. All right, I have some cards. The responsive universe makes, oh, this is, I love this one. The responsive universe makes no distinction between the thoughts you think about your current reality and the thoughts you think as you dream of your improved life. You see, they say that about the subconscious mind, you know. It doesn't know the difference. The universe doesn't know the difference between the thoughts you think about your current reality or the thoughts you think about your improved life. So why don't you start thinking about your improved life? We go through this all the time. We go through this with you. See yourself on the sitcom. See yourself at the commercial. See yourself doing all that. Not yet. And if you keep doing that, that's sending out. And it's going to come back to you. Works every time. Responsive universe that listens to what you're saying, feels what you're feeling, and can pick up every thought that you think and do something with it. You're seeing people say, well, no, our job is just to think up what we want. We do not make that happen. This thing called God makes that happen. Your job is to think up what you want. Fun and entertainment committee. Ways and means committee. And the reason so many people are not manifesting is they think they're the ways and means committee. Don't try to take God's job away. That is what the universe is here for. It will respond to you. It will do its job. If you do your job, you see. That whole idea of God helps those who help themselves. That means start to think what you want, and the universe now will work with you. It'll work with you, and it will bring that to you. This is a law. It's called the immutable law of the universe. It's called the law of attraction. It's called the law of mind, or it's called the secret. Whatever you want to call it, you have to realize that this thing responds to your thinking. It responds to your thinking and to your feelings. The language of the universe is feelings, by the way, not German. Make your active vibration be about what you do want. And notice how quickly your life changes to match your vibration. Make your active vibration be about what you do want. You see, and most people are thinking about what they don't want and not what they do want. I don't want this in my life. I don't want that in my life. Well, what do you want in your life? Think only of what you want in your life, not what you don't want. Remember, here's a rose garden and there's garbage. Which one do you want to look at? It's a choice. Please, pick the rose garden. Pick the rose garden. The simple intention to find things to appreciate would put you in continual alignment with your source or with God. The simple intention to find things to appreciate. It's not difficult. Just make an intention. I'm going to start to appreciate this. And I'm going to start to appreciate myself. Remember, I get excited because the refrigerator light turns on. Oh, I think that's absolutely marvelous. I love looking in there at the food. I love looking at food anyway. But I thought, oh, look, I have all that. Isn't that wonderful? That excites me. This is how excited you must get about your life. And someone, oh, it's just a refrigerator. Oh, it's just this. It's just... No. It's not. It's vibrating too. Everything in your home, everything that you see is a vibration. Everything that you say, oh, now I'm going to get into something. Everything that is in your life is an extension of you. And it's vibrating at your vibration. Your car is an extension of you. If you love and appreciate your car, it will last a long time. If you love and appreciate your refrigerator, it will last a long time. But most people think, oh, a refrigerator will last about 8 years, then it's dead. Listen, I used to work for a man. He thought a coffee machine, for him, you know, an automatic coffee machine, only lasted 2 months. He was always buying a new one. Because it did, it broke in 2 months. You see? I don't use anything in my home or anything that I don't say thank you and appreciate. That's my dishes and everything, by the way. But I love looking at all my stuff. I love looking at my dishes. I'm like, oh, thank you very much. You have to learn to appreciate everything. It just works. Okay. The dominance of your thought is what brings everything to you and is what is behind the action of your offer. The dominance of your thoughts. What are your dominant thoughts? What should your dominant thought be? I'm worthy, deserving, totally level one, I matter. That has to be the dominant thought in you. Not, oh, I want money, I want this, all this. No. I'm worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and I matter. That has to be the dominant thought in your thinking. And then all the rest is added on to you. How many times have I said, money is a byproduct, but people want to go for money. Don't go for money. Go for the feeling. Go for all the other stuff, and money will come to you. And money will come to you. It's a byproduct. It's a byproduct. people say, oh, Dallas, you teach positive thinking. I do not teach positive thinking. Positive thinking is a byproduct of what I teach. I never, have you ever heard me say I teach positive thinking? I don't teach positive thinking. It's a byproduct. I teach people that they are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that they matter. And that they are some part of this thing called God. That they are gods in the making. That they are creative. That they have a wonderful mind. They have a wonderful imagination. That the gift has already been given. And that you can do anything that you want. My first affirmation in the morning before I get out of bed is always, I can do all things through God which strengthens me. I can do all things through God which strengthens me. You have to remember that. You are not in this alone. You have a partner. You have a partner that is more than willing to help you. More than willing to help you. Now, when I talk about that partner, it always comes into my mind. You've probably heard it before, but I'll say it again. How many people are familiar with the store Lord & Taylor? The department store. Mm-hmm. There was no person by the name of Lord. Mr. Taylor started that with God, so he called it Lord & Taylor. So, I'm getting tingled. Know that about yourself. Go into partnership with this thing called God or this thing called the universe. You know, you're doing a wonderful thing now. So be appreciative. Be grateful. And say thank you all the time for being my partner. And more is going to come to you, Andy. You have made that shift. You have made that shift in thinking. And that's all it takes. And that shift is always, absolutely minute. You know, people think, oh my God, I have to do 360 degrees. You do not have to do 360 degrees. You do not have to do that. All it requires is a little crack. Now, why is that so important to know about a little crack? Here again, we're going to use our imagination. If I made a little crack in your head, what do you think would happen? This wonderful thing called God would pour in through that crack. That's why the ancients used water as God. Because water will wear anything down. It will always seek the lowest level. And if there's a crack anywhere, water will find that crack and fill it. Go. Look at a roof. One little crack and it starts to leak. So say to yourself, I have a crack and God's pouring in. You see, this is how you use your imagination. This is how I get through the day thinking these things up. That makes me feel good. I don't know about you people. It makes me feel wonderful. Think of that. So now you know. All you need is a little crack. There's a book out once called The Crack in the Cosmic Egg. Oh, I wrote this for somebody else, but I'll read it. Finding lack in others is not the path to liking what you see in yourself. Finding lack in others is not the path to liking what you see in others. You can never find lack in others. You can never find fault in others. Because if you see that fault, it's in you. But when you look out and you see so many faults in people, so many miss something or other, whatever you're looking for there, it means you have no self-confidence in yourself. It means you have no self-confidence in yourself. Only people who pick other people apart have no self-confidence. They have no self-confidence in themselves. If you have self-confidence in yourself, you don't care what the other person's doing. And if you have self-confidence in yourself, you can help the other person. This is why parents with low self-esteem cannot raise children with high self-esteem. It's an impossibility. Absolutely impossibility. You see it all the time. That's why things are changed sometimes. So during this season, which is called the Advent season in the Christian church, know that angels are bending near the earth, that there's a wonderful energy coming in to you, into this plane of action. Use that idea of the crack if you want, and those angels are filling that with this energy from the universe, this wonderful energy that we call God, this wonderful energy that we are all part of. We are all part of it. Each and every one of us is an important person. I saw the other night on TV also, flipping, as I always do, I like to watch Bill Moyer's journal, and he had Jane Goodall on. Does anyone remember Jane Goodall? The chimpanzee lady? She was angelic looking. She was the most beautiful looking woman. And she was so, was filled with a wonderful divinity about her from living so many years in nature and in the jungle and by herself. She had filled herself with that. And he said, what would be the most important thing that you could tell people? And she said that each and every one of us is not only important, but needed. We're needed. This thing called God would be incomplete without each and every one of us. We're making God up, you know, not up in there, but we make God, each and every one of us, is part of the body of God. And that's what we have to learn, that there's no such thing as separation. Once you realize that this power is in you, is for you, is through you, you can do it. You've often heard me say that we live, move, and have our being in the mind of God. Or we live, move, and have our being in God. Well, think of that and use that thing there. Every breath is healing. And realize that when you're breathing in God. There's nothing else to breathe in. If there's only God, there can't be God and air. There can be God as air. There can't be Dallas and God, but there can be Dallas as God. There could be Andy as God, Michelle as God, Paula as God, Jeremy as God, Monk as God. We're all some part of this wonderful thing called God. We have to get that through this mind of ours. When you do that, freedom comes. Freedom comes. So, angels are bending near the earth. And it's wonderful. And so are you, and so am I, and therein's the lesson. Thank you.